Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now from the undefeated, he covers the NBA, my man Jerry Bembry. What's going on, Jerry?
What's up, Rob? How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. You know, lots of Twitter battles right now, one between Magic and Peter Vesey, accusations that he tampered. Some even said his inexperience is the reason why they got to this point. How did he get here?
How did they get there? You know, on Saturday, NBA announced that they had this tampering case against the Lakers. I think a lot of the background is when Paul George was, we knew he was going to leave the Pacers, and the Lakers were making overtures that they would be interested in Paul George. And Paul George, who's from the Los Angeles area, mm-hmm. said he wanted to go to L.A. That was, you know, that was not a secret to anybody in the league. What happened was that Magic Johnson went on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and they were discussing his new position as president of basketball with the Lakers. And Magic was saying, you know, I had to go to class for tampering and other issues to learn how to be a great manager. But he was winking and saying, you know, but if I see a guy like Paul George or Chris Paul, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to wink at those guys. And I think that was a small part of it. I think the overall issue was that the Indiana Pacers knew that Paul George wanted to go to L.A. And the Pacers figured that that Magic Johnson and Lakers manager was involved in trying to entice him to make that move, which is why the Pacers traded Paul George to the Oklahoma City Thunder in the offseason. They just wanted to get somebody in return. They didn't want to be held hostage for his final year before he went to the Lakers. And let's be real. Paul George is being rented by the Thunder for one season this year. He wants to go to L.A. next year, and that's where we are today.
So what can happen if they find he has, you know, did tamper? Like, how serious does the NBA take this?
Hey, this can be pretty serious. I mean, first you have to prove your case. And unless there's a paper trail, unless there are some phone records or emails, it's going to be a hard case to prove. But if it were proven, the NBA could put a heavy fine against the Lakers. They could take future draft picks from them. And they can limit Paul George when he becomes a free agent. They can limit his ability to go to the Lakers and play. So that's at stake right now. And the Lakers are saying immediately from Saturday that they had no involvement with tampering at all. So we'll see how it plays out. But a lot depends on what kind of paper trail there is. You know teams are trying to get players in the offseason, and they start their recruiting battles with guys 2 years ahead of free agency. But to actually prove that, that's another thing.
Here with Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated. Jerry was reading Blake Griffin appeared or did an interview, and he was saying that he doesn't think LeBron James to L.A. is going to happen, more likely LeBron in New York. And if that happens, LeBron basically will, you know, tell Carmelo Anthony to stay put. Possibly Dwayne Wade could join him there as well. Your thoughts on this? Does LeBron leave Cleveland as well?
I think he's going to leave Cleveland. I think he's going to Los Angeles, whether it's the Lakers or the Clippers, I don't know. I just don't see – I don't see how my Knicks get the benefit of something as great as LeBron James coming to play for them.
I just don't
see that happening. I mean, that's wishful thinking. I don't want to suffer anymore thinking that this is going to happen when it's not. I just don't see it. You know, there's been discussion about, you know, LeBron playing with Carmelo and getting Dwayne Wade and getting these old-timers grouped together to play one final swan song. That's hard to do. That's hard to pull off. And I don't think Carmelo's going to go anywhere right now because I think with Phil Jackson gone and he really can't go to the teams that he wants to go to right now. The Knicks aren't just going to give this guy away. So he's going to be stuck in New York. But I just don't see LeBron James making that move after next season. LeBron, you know, he plays in Cleveland, and the media coverage is probably fair there. New York is a totally different animal. And I don't know. LeBron is a guy who can accept that pressure. I don't know if he wants that pressure. in that spotlight and that scrutiny that comes with playing in New York.
John, I got to ask you, I like you, am a long-suffering Knicks fan. What is wrong with that franchise? Is it the owner? Is that he owns the Rangers? Does he not pay attention to hockey? Because the Rangers are good every year.
Yeah, you know, James Dolan is a guy that just needs to go. It seems like there's a curse that hangs over that organization since he's been there. And the team has made so many different moves, so many different coaches, that it's just the same result. And it's sad and unfortunate, because you would think in a city like New York, which is one of the most desirable places for a professional athlete to be in, if you can face that media scrutiny, you can have the world at your hand by playing there. But I just don't think that the Knicks are an organization that anybody wants to go to. Nobody wants to play there. It's going to be miserable. You're going to lose. You won't get any endorsements. You're going to be attached to a losing team, and it just doesn't add up. So again, with LeBron going there, I would be the happiest man in the world. It's just not going to happen. I've been unhappy as a Knicks fan for a long time.
Jerry Bembry from The Undefeated. Jerry, before I let you go, I asked Ed this question a little bit earlier. I'd love you to chime in on it. You talk about all these guys wanting to unite and play together in the NBA. Is that the effect from AAU basketball? Because we see that a lot in AAU basketball. A lot of these guys now grew up. This is the AAU generation. You know, this is the results of the beginning of the AAU boom. So are we seeing now how AAU now affects the NBA?
You know what? I'm not going to tie it to that. I think it's a possibility. But then if there's that strong of a tie for AAU to the NBA, then why aren't these AAU kids going to play college basketball together? And, you know, we saw that with Michigan in the 90s with Chris Webber, Juwan Howard, Jalen Rose, and the whole crew. They all decided to play together. I think now it's more of a one-and-done situation, so it doesn't make any sense for a school
right
to get that much talent to get all these friends together, because you're only going to get them for a year for the most part. I don't know if it's a tie to AAU, but I think it's a interesting parallel, interesting comparison. And I think it's ruining the league. I think that it's just kind of hard, because they're only like 7 or 8 teams I really want to see in the NBA.
Yeah.
And all these games that are televised during the course of the week, man, I'm going to tune out for a lot of that, because I just don't want to see certain matchups on a Wednesday night. I don't want to see Atlanta face, let's say, the Utah Jazz now.
But honestly, do you ever want to see Atlanta play? I mean, come on.
I want them at all. You're absolutely right. But I mean, there are a lot of, you know, you can list so many different teams and replace Atlanta with so many different teams in the league, and it's just like, these are matchups you really don't want to see. And I think that the a lot of the maybe declining TV numbers over the years, and I don't know what the numbers are, but I can imagine there's a decline when, say, the Cavaliers or the Golden State Warriors or the Spurs are not on TV. I just don't see fans tuning in and watching, because I'm not watching it.
And let me say this. I'm not beating AAU up, because, Jerry, I'm an AAU coach.
I hear you.
Jerry, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, Rob.
See how this saga unfolds with my man Magic and my Lakers out there, man.
Okay, take care now.
Take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.